Calling in this morning is Craig Samborski. He is the event planner for the Festival of Sail Tall Ships Festival coming to Two Harbors in early August. Thank you, Craig, for being with us at KTWH.
Oh, thanks very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, and I know you've been on this station several times before and will presumably be on several times again to specifically talk to what listeners, local citizens are interested in. And this week, what we're asking about is parking. I guess everybody has cars and really wants to know what's how they're going to navigate during this time. Also, people who may be interested in coming to the festival sail from afar. I think everyone's a little anxious about how that's going to go, seeing as there's really the one road coming in and out of Two Harbors. So maybe you could just talk a little bit about the specific plan of, with you know, what the parking and how the traffic's going to flow, what that's going to look like.
Sure. So we have secured a lot of parking up on Highway 2, and the traffic plan for that is guests that have purchased tickets will buy their parking in advance, and the directions they get for parking and traffic through Two Harbors is they come to the stoplight where Highway 26 is, that's Super 1 and Seagrin's Hardware. You take a left there, you follow that up to Highway 2. When you get to Highway 2, you take a left, and it will take you to all the parking lots. And there are several shuttle bus pickup locations up there from Voyager Bus Company. And Voyager Bus will follow Highway 2 down to near the depot where they drop passengers off and pick passengers up. So people won't be car there. There's obviously cars can drive through Two Harbors that want to go up the North Shore or vice versa. But our guests will go outside of town to park.
I see. Yep.
And all of that sold in advance. And then I believe that all of the stoplights in on 61 are going to be flashing red and have a traffic officer at each location directing traffic so they can expedite larger lines of traffic.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that, because then the other question is what about the backup on Highway 61 from Duluth? And that, you know, traditionally in the summer, that can get really backed up at certain times of the weekend. And I think you're saying the plan for that is to not have regular lights at the, so presumably it'll almost be like a straight flow through up the hill, unless somebody wants to. Will locals be able to just go park in their driveway and still be able to hit Highway 61? Or are you supposed to?
They will.
Okay.
Yeah. No, absolutely. They certainly will. And that's the whole point behind having a traffic officer at that location. So, you know, where you may not have any cross traffic coming onto 61 for quite a while, you know, maybe there could be 10, 15 minutes in between or whatever.
Right.
Those traffic officers can really quickly move all those vehicles through at that point. If vehicles have to stop for a stop sign or a stoplight, that's really what, when you've got a large number of vehicles, that's really what creates the problem and the traffic backup.
Right. And then so people who are coming to the sale can show up when they want and leave when they want. And they just go park up a few miles out of town, take a shuttle in, take a shuttle out.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay. And then let's see. So you don't see parking or restricted travel for locals in any way other than you might have to wait a little bit to get onto Highway 61.
Yeah, I just don't. And, you know, having those traffic officers there, I think, will actually make it easier for residents to get on Highway 61.
Right.
You know, they'll if there's just a couple of cars lined up there, the officers can stop the cross traffic and get them onto the highway quickly. I think I did not come up with the plan. You know, we've worked with MnDOT and the police on it. And I think this is like the best plan I've ever seen at a tall ship festival before. It's been really thought out in a lot of detail.
And it is maybe simplified because of the one road.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it is in a way. And it's really handy that you've got that loop up to the north on 26 that intersects with 2. I mean, that's a super helpful thing in my opinion.
Yeah. And now what about the people heading to Grand Marais? Should they avoid Highway 61 out of Duluth altogether? Is there going to be alternative routes for them? Or is it possible to also drive through?
It is possible for them to drive through. And again, that's the reason that the traffic officers are going to be there, is so they can help those people that are coming down the North Shore from, say, Grand Marais, Lutzen, Toffee, whatever, Finland. They're able to get through Two Harbors in a, you know, very, very efficient way.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any more questions I have that, because I can tell, you know, listeners will be asking the minute we turn off this thing. But I mean, that's all I can really think of. Let's talk a little bit about the volunteer base you have. I know you can sign up online to be a volunteer, and I assume it's not too late to do that. Do you want to describe the kind of things that volunteers will be doing?
Sure. So we have a number of different things they can do. They can volunteer to be a ship liaison, which would mean working directly with the ship and their crew as those people need to go, you know, go to the laundromat, get laundry done, go to the grocery store, go around to Seeger and the hardware store or wherever. So that's a cool, fun thing to do. We also have people that work at the bottom of the gangways of the ships, kind of greeting the customers as they come on board and helping to meter the lines that are going on board the ships. And then we have other people that just kind of work throughout the event. And, you know, they have their volunteer shirt on and people ask them questions about the event, like hours, what time a certain ship might be sailing. And then the two ships that are doing the sailing experiences, we have volunteers that work at that. So, those volunteers help people get on board the ship that they're going to go sailing on and then helping to disembark them at the end of the event.
Okay. And now as someone who walks the break wall every morning, we're hoping that there's going to be some new structure there to hold on the ships on to the dock. Is that a part of the plan, or can you talk about that part?
Yeah, totally. We're adding 16 brand new cleats to the break wall that, in our agreement with the Army Corps of Engineers, we will be donating to the break wall at the conclusion of the event. So there will now be 16 new cleats that will go all the way out. So people that are like sailors, they'll have a much easier place to tie up. And there's a couple of cleats on there that are in really rough shape right now. We're also replacing those.
Okay. And then what's the plan for getting people from that walkway down? I mean, I know there are steps, and right now the steps are blocked with the fencing, but presumably that will come down.
Are you talking about the steps that go down to the boat launch from the parking lot by the lighthouse?
No, the steps, like if you're walking along the break wall to get to the lower level of the break wall.
Right, I see. So some of those steps will be open with a railing and they will be metered. So, you know, there may be a little line on the break wall as some people are touring the ship waiting for your turn to get on board and tour the ship. But we have, we're having railings fabricated for several of those stairways for people to kind of in an easy way get up and down to see the ships and get on board them.
Yeah, yeah. And then are all the ships going to fit on along that break wall?
They will, and I believe we have two going over on one side of the Edna G dock.
Okay. So then that will be a whole other sort of area where there's people lining up to go see those ships.
Yeah. So if you have a chance, if any of your listeners would like to know more detail about the event site, they can go to festivesail.com, click on the Two Harbors event. And there's actually a downloadable event map on there that shows the perimeter of the event and how you can move around to the different places where the different sets of vendors are at.
Okay. Which is presumably something people use right at the event. Like they'll go to the event and then they'll be able to get the map on their phone and then navigate that way.
Yeah, they for sure will be able to do that. And also Lake Superior Magazine, one of our sponsors, has provided an event guide that they'll have available at the event for visitors.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now I don't know if you have addressed this recently, so I don't want to cover it if it's already been covered, but food is always a concern too, and a concern and a delight for people. There's going to be presumably vendors at the parking lot for food. Are you confident there's going to be enough food for everyone?
Yeah, so what we do with these festivals, because of their size, we have an overall food and beverage coordinator, which this year happens to be Blackwood. One of the reasons is they're a local business, and the other one is they've done it before, so they own the equipment, and they've got the bandwidth in terms of people to do it. So there will be food up in the vending area that's near the lighthouse, and then also in the area in Van Hoven Park. So I feel great having them do it. They're Blackwoods is a real kind of amazing operation to me. And then, and it is one of the reasons that we just don't work directly with a bunch of local food trucks. I know there are, I know Blackwoods has contracted with some local food trucks to also augment this and to give them an opportunity to get in. But we don't want to run out of food, and we don't want to run out of beverages for people. So that's why we have this overall, you know, people that do it 24/7, 365. They have the gear, they have the staff. So it makes our life a lot easier and easier for the guests.
Yeah, yeah. And then while we're on to food, garbage is an ongoing issue there, even in a normal summer. Is there, do you want to just explain if you're involved in the planning for the garbage pickup or recycling?
Oh, yeah. We've been working with Partell's DBJ since 2008 on the event. They've done it every year. They're amazing. We've never had an issue with garbage. It just is not really an issue, just because Hartel does a really great job with all the resources they have. There's garbage and recycling receptacles throughout the event, and they're there every morning emptying it before the guests come in.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with our local haulers, basically.
I'm not sure that there is a local hauler. I was told, you know, Hartel has been a part of this event since the very beginning, and I think, I know when I talked to them last fall about this, they said, well, yeah, you know, they don't really have a hauler up there, so you would need to work with us. So, and they've been very supportive of the event, so it made a lot of sense to work with them.
Okay. Yeah, I know there's two hauling companies that we do our garbage with, but it sounds like this is something unrelated to that.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. Well, what else is there? We're kind of out of time, but is there anything I forgot to ask that you'd like to mention?
No, just that we're super excited. You know, we're happy that parking is going on sale. We've got all the parking spaces required, so we can get that all sold out in advance and get all the traffic information to our customers. So this makes it a relatively seamless event. I think we've sold tickets in like 37 states. So I'm excited for the community to, you know, make Two Harbors sparkle, so the rest of the world can be introduced to Two Harbors, and hopefully there'll be a lot of returning visitors. When they decide to go on a vacation, they'll pick Two Harbors or the area to come to.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Craig, and we'll have you again soon
as
the time gets close.
Great.
All right. You take care.
Have a great holiday.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye. That was Craig Samborski, event planner for the Festival of Sail.